This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. The U.S. Senate is into its second day of arguments in U.S. President Donald Trump's impeachment trial. AP Sagar Meghani reports from the White House.
For 8 hours yesterday, Adam Schiff and other House impeachment managers hammered home what they say was President Trump's wrongdoing.
His scheme was undertaken for a simple but corrupt reason, to help him win re-election in 2020.
With more than a dozen hours still to come, Schiff knows the challenge is to appeal not just to GOP senators, but the public. The evidence may become less compelling when presented again and again.
As an encouraging voice told me, keep it up, but don't keep it up too long.
Here at the White House, spokesman Hogan Gidley says Schiff can keep it up all he wants. The president will be just fine.
The evidence and the facts prove that he's done nothing wrong.
And the Trump legal team's looking forward to making its case, likely starting Saturday. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
A new poll shows Americans are sharply divided when it comes to whether President Trump should be removed from office. AP's Mike Hampton has details.
The poll, conducted by the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research, shows 45% of Americans think Trump should be convicted and removed from office. 40% say he should remain president, while about 1 in 7 say they don't know enough to have an opinion. About 80% of Republicans say Trump should remain in office, while the same percentage of Democrats say he should be removed. And about three-fourths of those responding say the trial is unlikely to produce information that will change their minds. Mike Hemp in Washington.
Russian lawmakers have unanimously approved a sweeping constitutional reform bill put forward by President Vladimir Putin just 3 days after they were introduced to Parliament. For more on any of today's stories, go to voanews.com. This is VOA News. China is locking down millions of people in